The other day I picked up the newspaper and saw a picture of George Bush lighting a Jewish menorah and a Hanukkah celebration in the White House. And I stopped for a second and I said, there's something wrong with this picture. Isn't this the same White House where crosses cannot now be erected, where manger scenes have been banned? But somehow the President of the United States is erecting a menorah and lighting it on the grounds of the American White House. Perhaps nothing is more indicative of the double standards that exist for Jews and Gentiles than to contrast the government and media treatment of Christmas and of Hanukkah. The American Jewish Committee, the ADL, and many other groups have been at the forefront to ban any mention of Christmas from our public life. They've worked on these proposals and these policies for over 70 years, and no groups more than the Jewish groups have done more to take the Christ out of Christmas. As a result of the litigation and bullying, the Christian part of Christmas has been stripped away from much of our national life. Not only are Christmas carols banned from public schools, but now even the mention of breaks such as the Christmas holidays is quietly being replaced by more politically correct terms such as winter break or winter holidays. The White House for a long time has not dared to display a cross or even a manger scene for fear of Jewish powers. So take a look at the picture of George Bush lighting a Jewish menorah at the White House. You won't see any pictures of him erecting wooden crosses or lighting any candle-shaped crosses at that residence. Recently, major Jewish organizations got raging mad because the structure of the podium of the Republican National Convention, they say, resembled a cross. Of course, it's easy to say about anything resembles the common shape of a basic cross, but just the slightest resemblance drove them to rage. Of course, when you have a persecution complex, as they do, it's easy to understand why they feel constantly persecuted. Let me quote to you from a Reuters News article of September 1st, 2004. It's by Mark Egan, and I'll quote a few of the excerpts. Quote, New York Reuters. Speakers at this week's Republican convention make the remarks at a wooden podium that some Jewish groups find offensive because its decorative panels appear to form the shape of a Christian cross. Two other Jewish groups interviewed by Reuters expressed similar sentiments. A convention spokesman declined to comment about the podium flap, telling reporters he did not understand why people were asking questions on the issue. President Bush's chief political strategist, Karl Rove, told CNN, he did not think the podium's decorative woodwork looked like a cross. Quote, my God, where do they come up with this stuff, he said. Does it look to you like it's a cross? I don't think so. Separation of church and state is a key issue for U.S. Jewish voters and among the reasons why they typically vote for Democrats. Unquote. Now, where are the Jews who are so concerned about separation of church and state now that Bush has for the first time in White House history lighted a menorah? And what is the celebration of Hanukkah anyway that George Bush has solemnized in the White House? What does Hanukkah really mean? Well, I will quote to you from a typical Jewish accounting of what Hanukkah is. I take this quote from Zippel, the Jewish supersite. And there are many other Jewish sources that will say essentially the same things about Hanukkah. Here are some excerpts. Quote, that's not to say that Hanukkah isn't important, because actually Hanukkah is a pretty minor Jewish holiday. After all, the eight-day holiday celebrates the Jewish military victory against the Syrians. Underlying Hanukkah is a theme just as central today as it was 2,000 years ago. The fight against assimilation. Today, just as then, Jews are well accepted. The Maccabees revolted not only against the ruling Syrians, but against the prevailing Jewish practice of Hellenization. So you see, Jewish writers define the Hanukkah celebration as one to encourage resistance to assimilation among Gentiles, and that it's a battle as vital as the one that went on 2,000 years ago, a battle going on today. The word Hellenization can be substituted easily for the word Americanization. And today, Jews are fighting against Americanization. You see, everyone else in the world that comes to America, and this is according to our national media, is supposed to be, quote, Americanized. But that's everyone, except, of course, the Jews. For them, we're supposed to say that isn't it great they want to maintain their separatist and not merge into the great melting of races and creeds in this great pot that has become America. The problem, of course, with melting pots is that it seems that the bottom always gets burned and the scum always rises to the top. But so be it. The point is that any Gentile who would say that Jews want to remain separate and not assimilate into American culture, those Gentiles would be labeled anti-Semitic. But if that's true, I guess almost every Jewish organization is, quote, anti-Semitic because all of them preach against intermarriage of Jews and non-Jews and assimilation with our Gentile society. The fact of the matter is that Hanukkah is an extremely ethnocentric celebration of a Jewish military victory and massacre over the pro-Greek Syrians. You know, while a billion Christians will celebrate Christmas and the ideas of peace on earth, goodwill toward men, universal salvation, all the rest, the Hanukkah celebration specifically celebrates the annihilation of Jewish enemies. And I'm not exaggerating that in the least bit. In fact, most of the Jewish, quote, religious holidays celebrate Jewish military victories and actually mass murders against their Gentile enemies. There's nothing wrong with Jewish people wanting to preserve their heritage, their culture, their people. That in itself is not so bad. All people who want to maintain their traditions, culture, and to have their children grow up in a society that was like that of their parents and grandparents, like those that came before us, should resist so-called assimilation. And by the way, the popular terms today for assimilation of the European American people with the Third World are multiculturalism and diversity. We're supposed to get all excited and gooey-eyed about diversity. But somehow those terms are not supposed to apply to Jewish supremacists. For you see, Jewish supremacists believe they must keep themselves pure and not assimilated. We are supposed to have our people and our culture assimilated and subsumed in our own country. But they are supposed to resist assimilation at all costs. Any resistance we have to losing our genetic and cultural heritage through assimilation is called chauvinism, intolerance, and ultimately racism by the media. Jewish resistance to assimilation is called heroic and an absolute necessity. Bush trumpeted that he was committed to Israel as a Jewish state. Now note, he did not say multicultural state, diverse state, but as an all capital letters Jewish state, which of course it is. And now with 3 million Palestinians living under an oppressive Israeli military occupation, some even still dare to call Israel the only democracy in the Mideast. All of this, and now we have this great ceremony in the White House, symbolizing Jewish resistance to assimilation in America. What is so incredibly hypocritical about the whole thing is that the same media that lauds assimilation and diversity for European Americans has no problem with the Jews resisting assimilation in the countries in which they dwell. Of course, that is because the media is dominated by the same group that celebrates Hanukkah. Most of the Jewish groups promoting Hanukkah use it as a lesson to vigorously condemn intermarriage between Jews and Gentiles. Now imagine for a moment if there was a White House ceremony that symbolized white rejection of assimilation and multiculturalism, and one that symbolized the strident opposition to intermarriage of whites and non-whites. Do you think the media would be silent? Or do you think perhaps there'd be a cacophony of attacks from the pundits of this country? Every major Jewish organization in the world has programs dedicated to preventing marriage of Jews and non-Jews. Though, how often are these groups compared to organizations of whites who oppose intermarriage? How many times have you seen the Hollywood stereotype of the white Southerner opposed to race mixing? How many of you listening to this broadcast know that by law, Israel does not legally recognize marriages between Jews and non-Jews? How many times in the media have those Israeli laws been compared to the old anti-intermarriage laws in most of the American states? And, ladies and gentlemen, they directly compare. The real question is, for a lot of you listening, should be, how can these double standards be maintained without any outcry? In truth, the double standards that we witness every day in our nation reveal the extent of Jewish power and influence over our media, our government, and culture. Their power has led us to a Mideast policy that led directly to the tragedy of 9/11. It led us to the ongoing catastrophe of the Iraq War, a war created by Jewish neocons and promoted by the Jewish-dominated media. It is a war that may be good for Israel, but it is absolutely horrible for America. That war is not worth the life of even one good American, much less the lives of over 10,000 maimed, blinded, crippled, or killed American men and women in a war that's only making our terrorist enemy more popular around the world and making America more hated. Unless the Jewish supremacist power over America is broken, our heritage and our freedom will not survive. This has been David Duke, and I want to thank you for being with me today. For more about the Christian-Jewish issues, read my article, Should Christians Support Israel? I think you'll find it very interesting. And please, if you found this article and broadcast enlightening, do send a contribution to support my work, or at least let me know what you think by clicking the email button in the upper right-hand margin and sending me your comments. Thanks again, and have a great day.